17 days into the special legislative session, and the House and Senate today finally agreed on the terms of the state's operating budget for next year. The conference committee put the final touches on the measure this afternoon, setting it up for passage on Friday. But there are still a few other open issues to resolve, including the most contentious one, the capital projects budget. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
A meeting of a conference committee over a budget is no more than a public, final show of negotiations that have been going on in private over the past several weeks. Among the final necessary open votes, members increased funding for local schools by $20 million and increased revenue sharing for municipalities by $20 million. The six-person committee also decided not to require changes to the method for spending that money.
I move the committee adopt the language in item 2, the Senate for sections 12N and 13B, and the House for section 39.
Hearing no objection, the motion passes. Effective dates for items number 2 is June 30th, 2011. Language is now closed.
That's it. In those few seconds, they settled one of the more contentious issues in this year's budget. In the same manner, the committee provided money for needs-based and merit-based scholarships and formalized a decision on how to pay for a continuation of the coastal management program, if the governor and coastal residents can agree on how the program should operate. Senate Finance Co-Chair Hoffman said the conference committee action restored funding that he had removed during the regular session.
I'm still looking at everything we can do to get the coastal zone management program continue to operate. So, you know, I think that shows good faith on my part to make sure that happens, and are continuing to work with the Attorney General to polish up coastal zone.
Resolving the operating budget issues, however, does not address everything remaining on the table. The Senate last week suggested a cooling-off period on the capital projects budget, but the House rejected that idea. Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman says he and Hoffman are still holding meetings with the governor over the outstanding issues, but they haven't yet gotten to the contingency requirements that protect their energy projects from gubernatorial vetoes.
We'll continue to work forward on the capital budget issues, and then we've got coastal zone to wrap up, and we'll get out of here.
Under legislative rules, a finished budget must be left open for individual members to review for 24 hours before they're allowed to vote on it. That will put the operating budget on the House and Senate floors Friday morning, leaving members free then for Mother's Day activities on Sunday. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.